celebrating the life of Ozzy Osbourne on the first anniversary of his passing. We spoke to bassist Rudy Sarzo and asked him how it came about he joined Ozzy's band.
Well, Randy, Ozzy, Bob Basley, and Lee Kerslake recorded two records. Diary of a Madman was the second one, and the first one was Blizzard of Oz.
Yeah.
So they, Bob Basley and Lee Kerslake were let go, and they brought in Tommy Aldridge, and then they started auditioning bass players. And they had about 10 days before we hit the road to start the tour, the Blizzard of Oz tour in the United States.
Wow.
In 1981.
Crunch time, yeah.
Randy kept telling Ozzy and Sharon, Rudy is the guy. They were looking for a particular bass player, not only musically, but also lifestyle-wise.
Okay. They wanted to fit. Yes.
I got this great bass player, but he likes to have quiet evenings alone.
Yeah, so some wine after concerts.
Yeah, not a fit.
Nope.
Yeah, they were looking for somebody who was not going to be a bad influence on Ozzy, if you can imagine that.
Is that right?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I thought it was the opposite when you said a particular lifestyle. I'm like, oh, okay, well, you have to party and snort ants.
Yes.
I can do it.
Oh, no, no. It was a really clean, tight, you know, bus. A lot happened outside the bus, but not in the bus.
The story that was in the docu-special about Ozzy pooping in shoes that were left out in the hallway of a fancy hotel.
Yep.
Well, yeah, the pooping one. I could hear them screaming, you know. That was kind of like my wake-up call in the morning. Somebody yelling because they stuck their foot in the...
No.
You don't smell it.
Hey, listen.
Oz poo.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, talking about poop, I mean, you know, we used to stay at the Holiday Inns, and back in the day, Holiday Inns, you know, they had like a dispenser that you could pick up ice from.
Yeah.
And things would happen inside that dispenser.
Do we need to know what?
That's wild.
All right, so you get the gig with Ozzy, and then how does it happen where Ozzy punches you in the face? How long does it take from welcome to the band to punch you in the face?
Is that the initiation?
Ozzy only hits those he loves.
Okay.
So. By 1984, we already had a number one record. Kevin would do a lot of interviews, and sometimes he would say things regarding Randy Rhoads that Ozzy was not very happy.
Okay.
Here comes this festival, and at this festival, there's a lot of my friends.
Yeah.
So I went over to the hotel where most of the bands were staying at. That's when, you know, Ozzy is really drunk out of his mind. He sees me, and he's like really drunk, and he's like walking around, you know, and it just comes over and starts yelling at me. And I'm looking at Brad Gillis, and I go, I think I better go back to my hotel.
Yeah.
So I stand up to leave, and he hits me.
So maybe he thought you were standing up to fight him.
Go after him, yeah.
Yeah. And now, did you feel the punch?
Does he hit hard or what?
But, you know, well, it was a drunken punch. What hurt me the most is everybody in that band, Ozzy Osbourne, Tommy Aldridge, we have been through a lot with the loss of Randy. And we will always have that in common.
Yeah.
My last encounter with Randy, which was him inviting me to come on the plane, and I decided to stay in my bus, tour bus bunk.
Yeah.
What really hurt is that it came from somebody that I love and respect.
Rudy Sarzo on Ozzy Osbourne. And yesterday we talked to rock photographer Mark Weiss about ants and the Easter Bunny. Were you on the tour with Ozzy Osbourne and Motley Crue, the infamous tour where Ozzy snorted the ants?
Yeah, I was. I was in the window looking down and watching the whole thing.
Wow. And Ozzy was okay, obviously.
So there had to have been photos that you took that you or Sharon or Ozzy were like, no, that one never sees the light of day.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, when I did the pictures of the Easter Bunny, him hopping around in it, I was sharing my studio with a commercial photographer, and I was supposed to do a shoot with Ozzy, just kind of looking cool on a solid background. Ozzy said, "What's that over there?" And he saw this Easter Bunny outfit with this little trestle with flowers, and I looked at it, and I just noticed it, and I said, "Oh, that's what we're doing. We're doing the Easter Bunny." And he's like, "What?" He goes, "Sharon, really?" And Sharon goes, yeah, have fun, boys. And she left left me in it. And so we're walking over to it. Ozzy's kind of like, you know, slumping over like, you know, really? I got to put this on. As soon as he put it on, he turned it into the Easter Bunny, started hopping around and smiling. And then I put it in this file. I didn't even tell Sharon I took them, you know. 15 years later, I saw this envelope. It said, do not use. It was like stapled shut. I'm like, what's this? And I opened it up. I said, oh, it's the Easter Bunny shots. I scanned one. It was right before Easter. Sent it to Sharon. She posted it. And the Easter Bunny, it was out of the closet, you know. And every year they post it. And it's got millions and millions of views. Every year it's more and more.
That's rock photographer Mark Weiss, who was on the show yesterday. And listen to that entire podcast. It's on the radio station podcast page.
Yeah.
As we celebrate the life of Ozzy Osbourne on the one-year anniversary of his passing, yesterday we had rock photographer Mark Weiss on the show, and he told us how he introduced Ozzy to Zakk Wylde.
You know, I introduced Zakk to Ozzy, and there's going to be a little something there.
Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. So my friend Dave Feld, we call him Face. He's my best friend back in school. We had a band together, and he used to carry my bags around with me. He went to this club in New Jersey, and he saw this kid playing this band called Zyrus. And this is the day before me and Dave and Sharon and Ozzy went and saw this kid in Long Island. And Ozzy was like, I got the guy. And Sharon, me and Sharon are looking at each other and going, no, that's not the guy. And then I literally told Sharon, I'll keep my eyes open.
Do you remember the name of the guy on the island?
He was the guitar player of the Good Rats.
Gene Marcello.
Gene
Marcello.
I
used to work for the band.
Right.
I remember Ozzy was looking at him, was interested
in
him.
I was there with him, with Face and Sharon and Ozzy. Yeah, we were there. And,
right.
And Ozzy had a few drinks, and he goes, that's the guy. And it's like, no, he's not the guy. He was great.
Yeah,
I mean, he was
great
good.
Player.
I mean,
great player.
You know?
Great player, yes.
But he didn't fit. And then the next day, I just go hang out at this bar over here. And we didn't know who was playing. I said, you know what? Ozzy's going to be at my studio tomorrow. Why don't you bring him over, bring a tape. And I told Sharon, and she said, yeah, bring him by, you know, for sure, if you think he's good. He came to the studio and waited, and Sharon was, you know, said, oh, well, we'll be there soon. You know, we want to look at the pictures. And I said, well, Zach's here too. You know, he has his guitar. And, oh, yeah, we'll meet him. Hours go by, another call. Sorry, Mark, we're actually hanging out with Andre the Giant now. Ozzy and Andre are having a drinking contest.
Oh, boy.
Long story short, it's like 12 o'clock at night, midnight. They drank each other under the table. And
wow.
Like, there was no winners, I don't think. And then, meanwhile, Zach's here the whole time. I'm doing photos of him just to, you know, keep him occupied. He's just, you know, kind of practicing in the back room. And, you know, he was cool about everything. So then I took the photo that I did, and I put it on his demo tape, and I dropped it off at the hotel. And the next morning they went to England. And when they got back to on the ground, she called me up and said, let's get him to audition. And then the rest is history.
The entire interview is up on the radio station website.
Yeah.
Pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, check it out.
It's Mark Weiss, rock photographer. And here we are talking to Zakk Wylde about how he bonded with Ozzy Osbourne. How did you, at 19, become a member of Ozzy's band?
Oh, it's because I was in the, like you said, I was in the lifting weights then. And I offered Oz, you know, I was in doing powerlifting at the time. He said, well, Zach, if you give me the steroids and the growth hormone, I'll let you play guitar in the band.
Wow.
And that's pretty much how it worked out.
Imagine a bulked up Ozzy.
So ever since then, I've been hooking Oz with steroids and growth hormone.
It shows.
And things have been working out pretty well.
It shows.
That's tremendous.
People are like, I didn't know Ozzy was in the power lift there. I'm like, yeah, he did the eye. But, yeah. You know, he does enjoy the steroids and the growth hormone.
He cracked a wall in his ass. Yep.
I mean, the best was this that I've ever asking Oz, you know, because we talked about, like, you know, with Sabbath, like the Sabotage album, you know, with Ozzy singing, I just said, the vocal performance on this thing, I'll put it up there against any rock performance ever. It's like some severe Pavarotti going on this one. I go, what were you just eating your Wheaties? CDs for this album? He goes, those are just lots of drugs and alcohol.
It works for him.
Growth hormone.
Yeah, it works for him. Yeah. Yeah,
well, I guess it works.
We've never had a more impactful goodbye to a rock star than that Back to the Beginning concert.
No.
Really incredible.
Yeah.
Rockers from all over the planet converged onto one stage to pay tribute to this guy.
Yeah.
And then he looked so great that I thought, I think we have some concerts.
Yeah, right. There was hope.
Ahead of us.
Yeah.
He looks too good.
He'll get through this and he'll come out.
Mm-hmm. And we blinked and he passed.
Yeah.
It's the 1 year anniversary of Ozzy's passing. We're calling it Ozzy Day.
Yeah.
And Bolt 94.3, The Shark, and 99.1 PLR will be honoring Ozzy all day today with sets of Ozzy music. And Jack Osborne has a request that he said he would like us all to participate in today.
I would like anyone who's listening to this, anyone who feels compelled, anyone who just wants to share a story about my dad, to share a story. Whether it's the first time you listened to his music, the first time you saw him play live, or a time you saw him play live that was, you know, some stood out to you, or had an actual encounter with him, or whether you just want to talk about what his music meant to you. That's what I want. I want to...
Okay, we got it.
Fill the entire...
He's no Ozzy.
No.
But it's fine.
Yes.
So who has an Ozzy story?
Right.
877-764-2535. AJ, you've seen him twice?
I saw him twice. Yeah, I saw him Nassau Coliseum both times. The first time I saw him, it was after Randy had perished and the band was starting up again. Had Jakey Lee, fantastic. Tommy Aldridge.
Bananas.
And the funny thing about Ozzy was I noticed, you know, he was kind of chunky. So
it was Tubby Ozzy.
It was Tubby Ozzy. So he didn't run back and forth. He just kind of waddled with his hand. Put your effing hands up. He looked like
was he doing the water bucket thing yet?
No, not
that
yet.
That came later.
Yeah, no. I mean, it looked like when you're on the ducks in a shooting gallery going back and forth. He kept doing that back and forth. I'm going, I got to beat him. I got to get him. Exactly. And then I saw him the second time. Was a thinner Ozzy. Different band. Randy Castillo was his drummer. And fantastic performance. I ended up meeting Randy Castillo accidentally. Didn't even know it was him.
Oh,
great
man.
Guy. Great guy, yeah.
Nice. Well, my Ozzy story is I had to have you translate what he was saying to me when we interviewed him. So we're very excited about Ozfest.
All right.
What's that going to be about this year?
Well, it's, you know, what it's always about, the music, you know. And it's a day out, you know, bit of fun, you know.
Music and fun. It's always music and fun, right?
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Right. So what bands are playing on the main stage?
I believe it's me, Motley Crue, Rob Halford, and also Zach Wilde, I believe. Black Label Society.
Yep. Right, Black Label Society is awesome. I'll translate.
Devil Driver?
I get a list, Tom.
What's that?
Get a list.
Gotcha.
Right.
All right, so...
I'm trying to help you, Ozzy.
I mean, it's early in the fucking morning, but this is not rock and roll.
No, I hear you, man. I know.
I know. It's early for us.
My brain's still in bed, so give me a break, guys.
All right, can you tell us about what you're going to be doing on stage, Oz?
Going wild. Going crazy. If you want to know what the bands are, go on the internet. I've always been asked to pass the piece about it. You will find the bands on www.ozfestcom.com, whatever the f*** that means.
Okay. I'll just end it .com and forget the rest of it.
Bobby the Landscaper.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, how you doing?
So I got a little Ozzy story. It was back in 87. I was a junior at Shelton High School, and I got lucky enough to get dropped off at New Haven Coliseum by mom to see the Ultimate Sin Tour with Ozzy. And would never believe who opened for Ozzy, Metallica, Master of Puppets.
Yeah.
But The funny thing was is that as he's performing, about every other song, he would run off to the side of the stage and do something for a little bit and then come back very energized, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
So
that's my little Ozzy story. Asthma inhaler.
Exactly, yeah. Right. Your protein pills. Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
Andre.
So I know Mark Weiss. I met him years ago, and many years ago, he asked me if I would help him out while he was shooting one of the Ozfests. I'm like, yeah.
Mark Weiss, the photographer, shooting pictures.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So we went up to Great Woods in Massachusetts, and I was helping him out and everything. He basically gave me a pass. He gave me free access to everywhere except Ozzy's dressing room. So at one point, Ozzy was playing, and they had these two little stages next to the drum riser that like the VIPs used to be able to go to. So Zach is out there playing his solo right in the center, of the whole place. I was going crazy. And Ozzy went off to the side. He had a little curtain-off area. So everybody's standing, and I'm standing over there, and I look to the side, and then there's Ozzy. He's, like, right there, and he's staring at me. And I'm like, oh, my God, there's Ozzy. He's, like, 5 feet away from me. I'm like, Ozzy, what's up? I love you, da-da-da-da-da. And he just looks at me and doesn't do anything. He's, like, staring, like, right through me.
Like, who are you?
I got, like, awkward for a second, and I'm like, and there was, like, nothing. And then a guy came over to get him, and he ran out to the front and just started singing to everybody like nothing ever happened. So it was great to see Ozzy like so close to me, but it was awkward at the same time because there's no interaction. He's just like looking at me like he's looking at a mirror, looking right through me. It's very weird. But
he could be so wasted. He could be on the ground ODing, but if you drag him out into stage, and like there's lights and audience and a band,
comes to life.
Boom.
Yep.
Oh, yep. It was an instant on switch, but he went from being like total, like almost like vegetative, like, and then the guy got him, let's go crazy.
Like, he probably saw seven of you and thought, like, which one do I talk
to? This one's the real one.
Is that Andre? Is not spinning.
Is that Sean?
Well, very cool. You're face to face with the man. Thank you, Andre.
Yeah. So, see ya.